Patrick, you keep going with the business of your father built up. You do it because you just been in the situation and that was the best business, or you are really in a fun to do this, dedicated to do this?
Yeah, since I was a child, I like we said in France, I fell off in the pot. So I always grew up.
Was it obvious for you?
Yeah, yes. To make some pastry, some chocolate, and the result of those is to make pleasure. You know, if you make chocolates or cakes, it's to make pleasure to other people. So this side of this job is a good side because you. You know, some jobs sometimes, like maybe, I don't know, a lawyer or some or a dentist, you know, and when you go to see the dentist, it's because you need it, but it's for your health.
Yeah.
So, but in our profession, it's to make pleasure to other people. So, I like this.
Your father is lucky because the business is kept going. It's growing. You develop a lot, as we could see since the last 2 decades. The business is getting bigger and bigger. You have more shops, the museum.
I'm not the first in the
unusual
world, but it's unusual. It's in France there are just a few, but as you said, yeah, we increase a lot the business. But it's my wife. It's helping me a lot too, because. As you know, alone you are just alone, and you need in my case Valérie to help me on this part of the business. You know, all the accounting, marketing too. We go marketing together, all communication. So what is interesting in the small business like us, we have to do everything to know. We never know everything, but we have to touch. Every part of to rule the business.
Patrick, so I don't want to make you upset, but for us the face of this shop is Valérie. Much more in the last years when we used to come to the shop, always we could see her. You are working together since how long time?
20 years.
Yeah, it's 20 years.
20 years now.
20 years.
Yes, it's a good partnership. Because we listen to each other, give each other ideas. When we have a problem, we can talk about it. And it's like a mirror. It comes back and we understand the problems better. And so even if we have different visions, we come back and we go the same path.
When you married Patrick, did you think about you will involve so much in the business as well?
I didn't know. It's funny because before we met, I was already working in chocolate. So maybe it was the
during
destiny.
During your study. During your studies, yes.
A coincidence. So maybe it was this, and that we are both half Hungarian and half French and from all over the planet. I think this also helped. And one day it became obvious that I wanted to help.
Means something for you that being Hungarian, partly.
Yes. That was what made our family meet. That was the number one. The connection
yes.
was being Hungarian. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
this
because
is
I
how
was
we met.
In French. She used to live in California, San Diego. So the Hungarian touch make.
Unfortunately, you don't speak this beautiful secret language, our language, the Hungarian.
No, no.
Some words, as
yeah,
I know.
Some words, but it's a tough language. It's hard language. Of course, I regret. I should have spent 2 or 3 years. In Hungary when I was 20 years or 22 years old. And because to learn a language, you have to know.
Patrick, I promise if you start learning the Hungarian language, I start learning the French language.
Ah, okay, we can make a deal. Okay.
We can make a competition.
Yes.
Yes, it's interesting to see you since race to race here. You have always a stand at the Vendée Globe. What is this relationship to this race?
Since not 89, because the first Vendée Globe with Philippe Chanteau, there was not village.
Yeah.
But the first one, it was in 92.
When I started.
When you came. I like this, ambience. I'm not a sailor, but I like this boat still arriving, and it makes me dreams. We start in 92, and after, we carry on each 4 years.
Big crowd was... magneting you, or the business, or the boats and the organization?
Yeah, I guess it's everything. The business, of course, to sell my chocolate and to put some tag, you know, Vendée Globe or some to personalize the chocolate around the Vendée Globe, and to meet people, to see the boat.
Yes, yeah. Poisoned by the sailing also.
Yes, yeah,
it was your way of participating in the race.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe it's my my aging dream to make one day the not like a Vendée Globe, but a world trip in a boat.
Yeah,
and not in 100 days, but...
easier participation than mine, but I'm jealous about you.
Yeah, it's easier for me.
But it's nice. It was from the very beginning. Somehow we met each other. We know you. You know us. And it's
it's quite
a long relationship to us.
Yeah. I remember in 1992, I went on the ponton. And when I saw an Hungarian... was in the competition. I said I have to see him because always in the even when we are in San Diego or everywhere in the world, Hungarian. I don't know. There is
a link.
Yeah, the link and
friendship.
I like this country. I like the people. I like to go back in Hungary, and it's I'm half Hungarian. So, yeah.
Valerie, do you think your children will keep going with the business?
We hope so. We are not forcing them, and so it will be their decision. We are encouraging them and explaining to them every day the advantages and the difficulties, so it will be their choice. Both of them have potential. They have the capacity, so it will be their choice. We would think it would be very nice if they continued developing the company in France or somewhere in the world.
This children has a fantastic background to see your parents, you. So for them, it's easier to be enthusiastic, keep going with this. There is a lot of good example.
Yeah. After sometimes, you know, when you come after, like me, after my father, it was already a good business. And after, you have to reach the same level and do even better. So it's hard sometimes for the next generation, because you know the people
they expect, so there's a challenge to every day do the same quality, to have the same image, and so to keep going, to invent new things and keeping also the old fashion, the tradition.
So it's for our children, it's it can be a very interesting business to take over, but as you know in the business, you know, sometimes people, I don't know what you say in English, but wait for you in the behind the corner, or you know, or so it's. But I'm sure they are smart and they can do it for sure.
For us, it's beautiful to see generations by generations they keep going, the families, and the second and the third generation. This is a good example for us also. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.